many people are having dreams, especially in this time in history. God's speaking in dreams all the time. People wonder, is every dream I have a dream from God? Is God talking to me about everything? And they can get stressed out, like, oh my gosh, what if I don't understand the dream that he's giving me? First of all, I want you to be very calm about your dreams. Just recognize that the Lord who created you wants to talk to you. He wants to tell you things. He has a conversation with you through your dreams. It's not a direct order usually. It is not, there might be a correction coming your way, but it's from a father who loves you and wants to talk to you and redirect you. But not all of our dreams are from the Lord. Some of our dreams are just our soul processing things. Some of our dreams are just our body dealing with what we dealt with during the day. Our soul being our mind, will, and emotions. As our soul processes things, we can dream about what happened during the day, how we felt during the day, things that are occurring to us. But the dreams that we are going to talk about and that we want to focus on are the dreams that are connecting your spirit to God's spirit. The dreams where God is speaking directly to you. And now he can speak to your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. But we want to focus on the ones where your spirit is hearing from God's spirit. And so you're probably wondering, well, how do I know if that's happening? Relax. Those are the dreams that don't leave you quickly. Those are the dreams that you know while you're dreaming, this is an important dream. You can almost be having a conversation. Those are the dreams we want to talk about. And so as we talk about these dreams, I'm going to give you a few tips today on just how to capture your dreams, what to pay attention to. But I want to remind you that not only is this a wonderful gift for you as an individual to know the Lord who created you, to hear from the God who created you about how to live your life or what to know that is coming or what to deal with that's important, those type of things will come in dreams, but also you and I, because we have the presence of God in us, because the Spirit of God lives in us and is available to us every day of our lives, we have an ability to communicate with God, but also to represent him well. We know the light of the world, but we also carry the light of the world when God's Spirit lives in us. And because we carry the light of the world, we can release that light through our lives, but also help other people to recognize that light. So dream interpretation is a wonderful gift, and it's very biblical. There are over 200 dreams in Scripture, references to dreams where God talks about either dreams or visions, but it's how he communicates with his people. And we as a people in this century have tended to shut that down in the Christian community because we were afraid of hearing bad things, because there are bad things that are spiritual that we do not want to listen to, and that is totally true. And I will teach you as we talk about ways that you can discern what is from God and what isn't from God, and you must most definitely need to be discerning. But also, God created you and I with the ability to dream. There is only one creator God, and that's the God who created us. And he created us with an imagination, and with the ability to dream, because he talks to us through our dreams. There's no one else that gave us that ability. Now, yes, we do have spiritual enemies that can try to impact us through our dreams or mess with our emotions and our mind and try to give us dreams that are not accurate. And so there are ways that we can make sure we're listening to God's voice in these dreams. But he gave us this ability because when we are asleep, we're not arguing with him so much. We are paying attention to what he's saying, and he can tell us things we may not listen to in our waking hours. So dreams are important. I encourage you to capture your dreams. Get yourself a notebook or a journal of some kind. I honestly do most of mine electronically. I use a app called Evernote because that's where I capture everything. And I will put down, type things out. When I try to write things out, I find that I lose where things are. I have about 20 dream interpretation journal or dream journals all over my house, and I don't always know where that dream is that I want to deal with. But when they're electronically captured, you can find them. So I encourage you to find a way to do that for yourself. Record them on your phone and then type them out later. However works for you. The main thing is capture your dreams. And I want to remind you that dreaming is a way of listening to God's voice, and that he does talk to us in ways that we don't find in our everyday life necessarily. Although when you start dreaming, it's going to become a part of your life, or you start paying attention to your dreams, you will get more dreams. The Lord honors what we put our mind to. He honors what we pay attention to. So if we're paying attention to what he's saying in our dreams, he will give us more dreams. But I want to turn with you to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Just some thoughts here. And it doesn't talk directly about dreams, but I believe dreams are definitely one of the ways that the Lord speaks. And starting at verse 13, actually, I'm going to start at verse 12. Now, we have received not the spirit of this world, because there is a spirit in this world that is not a spirit we want to receive into ourselves. But we have the Spirit, capital S, who is from God. And that's the spirit that we want to connect with, especially in our dream life, so that we may know things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept these things from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised, or other versions will say spiritually understood. Now that is true with everything that God is speaking. We need to have the Spirit of God in us and working and partnering with us, and we need to be focusing on the Word of God, so that the Spirit can teach us in alignment with God's word. Those things are all very important. We never want to enter into trying to understand a dream without asking for God's help. So that's our first step. The first thing you're going to want to do is ask the Lord to help you understand your dream. You can do that while you're dreaming sometimes. We can pay attention to what's going on. We actually can start to pray while we're dreaming, asking God, what is this dream meaning, Lord? What are you saying to me? But that doesn't always work for people. So then when you wake up and you know this is an important dream, get up then and write it down or type it out. Because if you wait until morning or you wait until you feel like you're more awake, that dream may have left you, and you don't want to try to go remember all the details. It's like watching a movie and you want to rewind and see what happened in that movie, but the movie's not available to you because you don't have the rewind on our dreams. So write the dream down as soon as you can, and then ask the Lord to help you understand. The things I encourage you to do in writing down, first of all, is to give your dream a title. It seems simple, but it's not that simple. What getting a title does for you is causes you to have to simplify what all you heard in the dream, what all the dream was about. The most important things come to the surface. So write out a title. That's really important. Put the date of the dream. You will find yourself going back years from now, seeing that God talked to you about something in a dream 2 years ago that didn't mean anything to you at the time, but now it's totally explaining what you're going through in life. So having that date will help you a lot. Then what I do, if I call it walking through the dream. You're going and seeing in your imagination or in that place in your brain where God speaks to you in these pictures. You know, a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? That's a saying that's very true. So these are moving pictures that God puts in our brain. Try to see the dream again and walk through the dream again and try to remember what was going on. And then start to identify what is the most important focus of this dream. There's usually three types of ways of seeing a focus. And it's just like being in junior high and going through your writing classes. What is the main character of your dream? What is the main thing that if you removed, there really wouldn't be a story here? That's what we're looking for in the dream, the main focus. Sometimes it is you as the dreamer, or someone else if you're interpreting their dream, but sometimes it's the dreamer. So the dream's all about them and what's happening in their life. And if you remove the dreamer, you just got some crazy stuff happening, but there really isn't a story there. Or it could be about the dreamer and someone else, about a relationship or about the way they interact, about something that's happening. Or lastly, sometimes we're just watching a dream. You know, it's like you're off in a distance seeing something happen, or even that you're watching something on a screen, or that you're up in the corner of a room somewhere looking at something happening, but you're not interacting with the dream. You're not doing anything. You're just watching it. When those dreams come, that's the Lord telling us to pray for a situation. So either you're the main focus as a dreamer, it's you and somebody else, or you're watching something happen. So pay attention to where you are in that dream. Where's the focus? Who's the focus? And then repeat it back again. The more you can repeat it back, the more it will stay with you. And if you're doing this with someone else, say it out loud. Tell them the dream back and tell them it in, try to say it in its simplest form. Now, there are details in dreams, and when you're writing out the dream, you will want to capture some of your details. But as we start to interpret, you do not want to get bogged down in the details. You want to add them in later, and this is extremely important. So as you say the dream back to somebody, keep it simple, 2 to 3 sentences, maybe 4, but pretty much 2 to 3 sentences. Say it back in its simplest form so that you aren't getting into your mind and trying to remember the details. You are trying to connect to God's spirit and remember the story of what he's saying. And then you'll reduce it to its simplest form, and then you will draw it out and tell a dream back to somebody. And so in order to kind of show you how this works, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask my friend Shannon to come, and she has a dream to share with me, and we together are going to walk through this dream and show you how we would do it.